always, myself personally, I'm always trying to create something new, whether it be just a quick report or an ebook. I'm always looking at what can I do now to build my business.
I think that's a very important question that you just said, was that what am I doing to build my business? And I think, actually, to me, that's kind of a very powerful question, and it actually distinguishes kind of someone who has an eBay as a hobby. They probably would not ask that question. And then someone versus who, someone like you who's been doing it for a while, you look at things and you know, kind of every day, I think you probably even ask, what am I doing to build my business? Just moving yourself forward.
Yeah, you're always trying to just one little tiny little thing, maybe. It could be just even changing a title in an auction or putting an affiliate link in here or there. Just little tiny changes you can make or building. Tomorrow I might write an article and post out the article directly and things like that. Just little tiny things that can just bring in either affiliate commission or a newsletter sign up or a visit to your website. If I can get an extra 10 visitors tomorrow to my website for a couple of minutes work, I mean, I'll do it, you know. It's just little things you've got to be thinking about when you just think, what can I do today that will build my business or grow my business or, as you say, build my hobby, which hopefully one day I'll turn into a business.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, I think that's very good and very good advice. I mean, a lot of people don't think about it. They don't even know because it just doesn't occur to them. And you had touched upon, I want to ask you this question is, you had touched upon the My Digital Dispatch, but I want to ask you about the advantages of using tools and in your eBay business.
Yeah, there's probably, I use My Digital Dispatch for my delivery, but for eBay, I use TurboLister. You can get that free that's a free download from eBay. If you just type in TurboLister in eBay Help, you'll see that. That basically enables you to list hundreds of items at once. You just create your listing, save it into TurboLister, and it'll store it on your PC. And so, like, I could list 100 items in 5 minutes. Obviously, if you had to do that manually, that would be a full day's work. So that's an excellent tool, and that's free. And I also use Seller Manager Pro. Now, that's a subscription based with eBay. I think it could be $20. I'm not sure. It could be less. Per month, I think you get your first month free. But what that does is automates a lot of the aspects of your business. It'll automatically leave feedback. You can set that to leave feedback when you're getting a positive feedback comment from someone. It'll also send out a reminder if someone fails to pay you. Like, you can set that to how many days. I think mine's set at 5 days. If you buy an ebook, you don't pay for it 5 days later. You'll get a reminder email. It also sends out feedback reminders, and it's got a lot of tools where you can just have a look and see how things are selling and see what's not selling. And I would recommend Seller Manager Pro as well. If probably not in the early days, but if you start to get serious, if you're starting to list a lot of items, TurboLister, Seller Manager Pro, and My Digital Dispatch are the main tools I use.
And I wonder kind of how you said that they help you automate your business.
Yeah.
And I think that's one thing kind of keep in mind is that with computers and information technology and all the things we have in place now, you can actually automate a lot of the things. You said, like, if you had to list 100 items on eBay manually, I don't know, how long you think that'd take?
That would take hours and hours. I mean, I'll talk you through the process. You could buy an ebook off me on eBay. So, you'll click buy now, whatever. You'll go to pay, with PayPal, 9 out of 10. You'll click on pay, Digital Dispatch will kick in. Send an email out with the download link, with the affiliate link, like I've talked before. Straight away, you've got a chance to earn money. Then you will get, if you can leave us feedback. And if you do, Seller Manager Pro will automatically leave a feedback for you. So you leave me a positive feedback, and in return, I'll leave you a positive feedback. If you don't leave us a feedback, it'll remind you after a few weeks to leave feedback. And the same as if you didn't pay, it would remind you. It would say, blah, blah, you haven't paid for this item, can you please pay? And then, so as soon as, but 9 times out of 10, someone will buy the ebook, hit buy now, hit pay, get the ebook delivered. See, oh, that's brilliant. I like that. Leave me a positive feedback, and in return, they've got a positive feedback, and all that's just done fully on autopilot.
Yeah, so you don't have to remember to kind of follow up with them for payments and follow up with them for feedback. It's kind of all just built into there then.
No, it's all done. That's all done for me. I'll just sit back. Like I said before, all I've got to really do is do me support. Obviously, I'll get people asking, how do I download my ebook? You get the basic questions sometimes, like, I haven't received my ebook, how do I do this, how do I do that? But apart from that, everything else is fully automated. I spend more time probably helping people rather than helping people with the ebooks or advice, selling advice. I spend more time doing that than I would actually running my ebay business.
Spend more time doing the support than kind of sitting. That's pretty incredible.
I mean, if I can make someone money, the chances are eventually they'll make me money. And that's the truth. I mean, I'm not going to try and lie and say, I'm going to help you, whatever you want to do. If I make you money, you're going to trust me. And then somewhere along the line, I'll hopefully make money from you. I mean, if I can strike a friendship with you, maybe it's even a joint venture or other things like that. If I make you money, you're gonna say, oh, well, I like this guy, he can make me money. And in return, hopefully one day, you'll make me money. That's what it's all about for me.
Yeah, I think that's really good, that if you can kind of help someone, you know, like I help you, you help me kind of back. Yeah. It's, you know, something that is pretty natural for people, just, you know, doing a favor and then someone returning that favor. Kind of. I don't know if you're familiar with the terminology, the law of reciprocity.
No, sorry.
Okay, that's kind of like the idea of, like, you know, I'll help you, you help me, or I scratch your back, you scratch my back, kind of thing.
All right. Yeah.
So if you help out, they might, at some future point in time, they'll want to repay you back. Just kind of, I don't know if it's something like in the human subconscious or whatever, they'll kind of get back to you. You know, if you go out to eat with some friends and they take you out and they pay for your dinner or something like that, you want to treat them back so you're kind of even.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, I mean, like I said, if I give someone a piece of advice and they use that advice and they make $20, $30, I don't know, they make a sale or they get an affiliate income and they say, wow, well, yeah, that just worked. And I've done that because John told us, like, he advised us, you know. And if that makes you money, you're going to say, well, that's brilliant. And just, I don't mind. You don't have to repay me, you know. I mean, I personally like helping people, but somewhere along the line, like you just said, subconsciously you think, like, he's got a new ebook, he wants people to sell and brand, or, oh, yeah, I'll do that for him because it's going to make me money anyway. Not just make me money, like, it's going to make the person selling the ebook money. But hopefully, it's just striking friendship, striking a relationship. I mean, a lot of people would say, if you get to know people, and if you will get to know someone with a massive list or something like that, then who'll help you and do a joint venture? Brilliant, you know? But for me, if I can help someone make money or just do something that works, it makes me happy. So, but if hopefully one day it'll pay back. That's the best way I can say it.
Okay, that sounds really good. I mean, just being able to help people back. And I know you have that kind of mindset, you know, to help people and then people help you back and looking for something that is kind of like a win-win situation for all the people around. I wanted to ask you about why it's important to manage your feedback. I think we had touched upon that a little bit when you were discussing the automated tools that you had. But could you go a little bit more into that?
Are you on about looking after your feedback, keeping it positive and things like that, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, on eBay, for me, there's nothing probably more important. I mean, if you're going to buy something from me, the chances are you'll look at my feedback. And there's nothing, I've got to try and stress this, there's nothing more important than looking after your feedback. You must always just be polite. Just don't, you'll get an angry customer or something like that. Don't retaliate. Things, just similar little things. Just keep things nice and polite. I mean, I get an irate email of someone who doesn't like what I've but product bought or something like that. It happens. There's nothing you can do. The thing you've got to try and do is keep things pleasant, because you don't want negative feedback. Everybody gets negative feedback, but you've got to try and keep it as positive as possible. Keep the transaction friendly. Help people out. And it's even things like I always offer a refund. If someone asks me for a refund, I'll not ask them. I'll not ask them why. I'll just say, there's your money back. And because I'd rather refund someone than get a negative feedback comment. And I can't stress this enough. You must look after your feedback. Because if you start getting bad feedback, a lot of negative comments, you will struggle.
Yeah, I think that's really important. You said is you gotta monitor that and just, you know, be open, kind of following up with people, make sure that you have good relationships with them, and then also have positive feedback. And I think the way eBay actually set it up is probably a good way of actually just how you would want to run your business as well. Is you want to have good feedback from your not like feedback that's less necessary on eBay, but you know, you want to have that good customer satisfaction. You want people who buy from you to be satisfied and happy.
Yeah, of course. I mean, if eBay runs off feedback, so if you've got all good feedback, you're going to do okay. I mean, I like to think I've got a couple of negatives. I mean, bro, I think it's 11,000 altogether positive comments. I mean, it's 99.8%, which is for me, that's fine, you know. But you've just got to think. Don't upset anyone. That's what you've got to. It's hard to explain. If I get someone who's angry, I mean, you get out with customers. There's nothing you can do about it. You're going out with customer. Just be polite and just try and help out. Find out what the problem is. And if push comes to shove, I'll say, listen, if I can't help you, I'll refund you. I'd rather refund someone a couple of dollars or whatever, just to instead of getting a negative comment. And you sometimes find that what happens is the comments you get off the person is absolutely fantastic. In where you might have been in the situation where you're going to get a negative, because you've been polite and helped and not retaliated, that's what, don't retaliate. The things like that, just keep it polite, and then you'll find your comments are actually better.
Yeah, I think that's actually a pretty good tip. I haven't heard too much. Is kind of like someone threatens you or tries to do something bad, just, you know, be polite and just keep, you know, kind of keep it civil. And try to, you know, put in feedback for them that just keep things going, and you know, hopefully that people can see that the way you treat your customers is apparent to other people who are either past purchasers or people who in the future are looking to buy from you.
Yeah, I mean, and most 9 times out of 10, I'll say 99 times out of 100, but most of my negative comments have been from someone who's new to eBay. And they might not have understood the delivery process, or 9 times out of 10, it'll be someone saying, I haven't been delivered. And sometimes it'll have been caught by the spam filter, or it's gone to the wrong delivery. They've paid with PayPal and they've got a different email address to eBay. And it's so frustrating when someone will just not contact you to try and resolve it, and they leave a negative put. There's not really a lot you can do. You've just got to, as long as if you can keep your feedback in 99.56789, if you're doing that, you've got no problems, because most people they'll see that wasn't deserved, that, so that's okay. And like I say, if your feedback is 99.5% plus, you'll have no problems. But just remember, never ever retaliate. It's hard to do sometimes. Sometimes you might get a really bad, nasty, threatening email, and you want to go mad, but just walk away. Maybe just go for a walk for 20 minutes, come back. Just believe me, if you can just stop negatives. It's worth it, because once you've got that negative, even if you get it mutually removed, which you can, it's still on your record, and you've just got to do everything you can. Just trying to think, protect your feedback. If you can do that, you'll go far.
Yeah, I think that's really good. I mean, it's basically your reputation that's visible to everyone, and you want to kind of keep that as good and as clean as you can.
Yeah, well, your feedback is your reputation on eBay, isn't it? I mean, I'll not deny that's why I probably do so well now, because I've got a very high feedback. But I had to start on zero like everybody else. Everybody has to start on zero. And it's the early days where you've really got to watch it. I mean, I would get maybe 10 negatives now. Yeah. It probably wouldn't hurt us, but it's the early days where you've got to be very, very careful. You want to try and get at least 500 with only... If you can get a 500 or 1,000 with only one or two negatives, you're probably fine. But the key is to keep... Just always think, I've got to avoid a negative here. You'll get a situation where you think, oh no, this could lead to a negative. But if you just do things polite, just be polite. 9 out of 10, politeness shines through, and it'll be okay.
Mm-hmm. Very good voice, I think. And a couple of questions are kind of getting near the end of the call. I like to kind of run through a couple of questions that I like asking a lot of people that I have who are guests on the line with me. And what is the single biggest mistake that you think is made by eBay sellers?
eBook sellers, would you say, yeah?
What is the single biggest mistake that is made by eBay sellers?
eBay sellers in general, I would say, not looking after the feedback. You've got to be, honest. I mean, and another thing what will make a bad feedback is lying in your listings. Going away from eBooks, seeing you send a mobile phone and seeing it's in brand new condition when really it's not. Then that's an easy mistake a lot of people make. Where you've got to be honest. Be honest and be polite. A lot of people, I don't know, if you get off to a bad start and get a few negatives before you get a lot of positives, you'll run into trouble. So I would say a lot of sellers don't respect the feedback when they start out. And they realise later on in the eBay career, you could say, I wish I'd done things different when I started out. I wish I'd never gotten them 5 negative comments or 10 negative comments because I'm struggling now to sell stuff, you know? Sorry.
Go ahead.
I was just saying, you've got to look after your feedback. I can't stress how important that is.
Yeah, I think that's kind of highlighting back to what we've been talking about for the last couple of minutes there and how important the feedback is. Kind of to transition, what would you say is your insider secret to selling on eBay? I know you've been selling a lot on eBooks, and that's kind of where you're primarily focused now. So what would you say is kind of some of the insider secrets that you've kind of learned while doing this?
My insider secret, I would say, my insider secret is I don't have any secrets. I tell everything I know, honestly. There's nothing, I don't think I've got any secrets. So that is my secret, to not keep secrets.
Yeah, so just being transparent and readily available, I mean, for people that kind of see, like, eBay has it set up so that they can check, people can check your feedback, and so you're pretty much, you're out there doing your thing, and people can kind of see what the effort that you make and how you treat your customers and how you actually support people. And just looking at the feedback that you have, you said like 98% or 99%,
99%.
Out of like 99% out of 10,000 some sales, close to 11,000 some sales. That's quite incredible. I mean, I can't even imagine if you met that many people, on a face to face, and they think so. They think positively of you. I mean, that's only like, very small percentage of people, small number of people that would actually have something negative to say.
Yeah.
I think that's incredible.
Well, thanks for that. Another thing is some of them negative. I wouldn't say I deserved, but that's another story anyway. But yeah, honestly, I think if you learn something and you can help others with what you've learned, I mean, why not share it? I mean, if you discover a way to make money, no matter what, online, if you find out a way to make $50 a week online, you could probably make $5,000 by telling people how you make $50. Does that make sense? You can make a lot more money.
No, can you go back? I kind of got lost. Can you go back and maybe go into that a little bit?
If you discover a way to make money online, like say you find out a method how to make $50 a week, now you could share, if you can share that method, you'll probably make 100 times or 1,000 times more by sharing what you know. Does that make sense?
So what you're saying is kind of, if I can figure out how to do it one time and do it well, and I can share how I did it with other people, and people would be willing to pay for that.
Pay for that, yes. That's it. That's exactly it. So if you have a hard thing about that, if you ever discover something, and it doesn't have to be a big secret, but just a method. If you find out a method, that is a brilliant, that's your ebook there. If you find a method, you can go and sell the information and make a lot more money than what you actually were making using the method. So.
Well, I mean, I think we kind of can see that. I don't know if people have done diets or anything, but you can kind of see like the Atkins diet and the South Beach diet. I don't know if you're familiar with those. I mean, people have just developed a special kind of diet to, you know, lose weight and be healthy or whatever, and they've sold that, and they've made,
yeah,
you know, a lot of money just, you know, telling other people how to do this diet. So they develop what you're saying is a method.
If you find a method where you can, usually there's three factors. If you can find a method how to make money, make people's lives easier, or save people time, then the three key subjects. If you can write ebooks on them sort of topics, that's usually where you'll find you have the most success. So try and bear that in mind. If you can create a time saver, a money maker, or what was the third one? Sorry, I forgot it. If you can do that, you can
make life easier.
Yeah, make life easier. Sorry, just went there. If you can just do one of them three, create a product that does one of them three things, like you can make a lot of money if you do it right. If you do it right.
Yeah. Wow. I think just those couple of points that you just made, that was probably worth the whole call, at least for me. We talked about a lot of other really, really good stuff, but that, I mean, that's very, very powerful, and I want to write that. I wrote that down, but I want to just kind of go back and go through and listen to it again. Okay, and we're getting near the end of the call. I have two more questions, actually. Let's say you have 99 days. What would you need to have accomplished at days 30, 60, and 90 days in order to be on track to become a power seller in 99 days?
Right. There's two. It's easy in the UK. There's different rules for the UK to the US. And in the UK, that is easy done, because all you need to do is sell 100 items a month to become a power seller. So you can sell 100 items for $1 or 100 items for £1 or 50 pence or 50 cents, and you will become a power seller in 90 days, 3 months. But in the US, eBay.com, it's harder, because you need to have a minimum of $1,000 of sales a month. So it's a little hard. Like, I've got a package where I'll guarantee I'll make you a power seller in 90 days. I guarantee it. If I don't, I'll give you your money back. Right? I'll only offer that guarantee to UK users because of that rule. But if that's not saying you can't achieve power seller status in 90 days because you're in the US. But you need to be making $1,000 a month. And that can be done with ebooks. I don't care what anyone says, that can be done. If you create the right products, you can easily make $1,000 a month solely from eBay. And that's not counting all the other methods we've talked about. But I would only guarantee it to a UK seller that I could make you a power seller in 90 days. And I've made many, many, many people power sellers. So,
If you've learned the skills to do, like you said, the 100 items to become a power seller, I mean, it's just a matter of kind of multiplying that and maybe increasing the prices for your ebooks. Or, you know, I mean, just having those basics will get you to what you need. And then maybe not get there in necessarily 99 days, but I mean,
you will get there.
Just having the basics to actually go and become a power seller.
Yeah, I mean, if you can learn the basics, if you hit right on it there, if you were selling 100 items a month, it's only a matter of time before you will be earning $1,000 a month anyway. So you will. It might, like you say, might take a few extra months or something like that. But US users have got it. It's not fair. I mean, it's not fair. It's easier for us UK members, but it's still, I'm not saying it can't be done, but far from it. It's still achievable.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And one of the questions I really like to ask is, what are the two or three biggest things you wish you would have known when you were starting out on eBay?
Oh, I wish I knew ebooks earlier. It took us 2 years to discover ebooks. But apart from that, I would say I didn't start building a list, subscriber list, until I've only been building a list for 14 months. And I could have been doing that 2 or 3 years earlier. So if you're not building a list, I would advise you to start tomorrow. If you're wanting to get serious about earning money online and you're starting out, start building your list today, because in 12 months' time, you've just wasted 12 months' worth of subscribers. So it took me a long time to realize the value of having a list. The money is in the list.
You have one more for us?
Oh, you want three? No, I think the two. I didn't discover ebooks. It took us a while. I mean, ebooks have been going for a long time. didn't build a list.
Oh, that's really good. I mean, just the subscriber list portion that we actually discussed earlier.